sir, what is your name, sir?
Just hold on one moment. The Honorable Mr. Kalanis will serve as your lead. So just hold on. We will conduct your hearing, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on what looks to be August 3rd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
That's right.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I will start with the individual to my far left. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby. And he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, and to swear you in, so Mr. Galabinski and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Galabinski, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate vote that passes phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe that the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Galabinski. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 843 West Thurber, Tucson, Arizona, on or about July 2nd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Galabinski, is this true or false?
This is true.
Just 1 second, sir. I'm going to make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two. Based on Mr. Galabinski's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Galabinski, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Westby.
On May 29, 2018, Mr. Joe Lubinski was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on July 17, 2018 by Tucson PD, no charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 17, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision ending of November 10, 2018, 15 of 7 days. Prior conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 18 months. 2014, prior conviction, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. This is the second term of DOC. Senior IO score 2-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2016. TIS release, suspended 189 days. Revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with alcohol and theft noted. Other arrest. 2007, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2007, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2011, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2011, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4B4.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Galbinski.
Yes.
I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence at Transitional Living Communities located at 843 West Thurber Road, Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Galbinski, was this the only place that you lived when you were outside of the prison?
I came home and I saw my friend.
You were missing from community supervision for 15 days, so did you stay with his friend the whole time?
I was homeless the last week.
We have notes that you were employed with the groundskeeper. Did you work there the whole time you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Well, we certainly commend you for having work. So it's a good sign when people return to the community and are productive. We have some programming notes that you were assigned a task for random analysis with the color plum. You only had one. Your analysis, the results were negative, and again, we commend you for that. Did you have a past history with drug use, sir?
I have.
Well, again, that's good. How long have you been clean, sir?
Since I got arrested last time.
Just 1 second, sir. Was that back in 2016?
I think so.
Okay. So I think you've answered a few questions that I ask standardly, and that is that you said for the time you were missing, you were staying with a friend and then you were homeless?
Yes. It's time to go down the
hill. Why did you decide to break up contact with your parole officer, Mr. Galbinski?
I was ashamed of myself to be kicked out. I didn't want to go out soon. I understand that if I wouldn't go out soon, that, you know, I would still be out there, you know. I mean, the only thing was to keep in contact. And once you were strong, you pretty much, you know, just pretty much nothing to do. I was just hoping that maybe with my verdict and that I had to draw myself every week to be able to make an exception, and maybe I pull a tab out or something to finish my term.
Well, I appreciate your line of thinking, sir. What was it that caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I had a bad ride on my bicycle. I was riding.
So were you arrested at night?
Yeah, I was at night time.
And at that time you were homeless?
Yes.
Where were you sleeping?
In my travel.
Well, that's unfortunate. I don't certainly have a lot of sympathy for anyone living out in the street. At this point, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Galibinski, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand?
I'm going to comment about the hearing for the time
that you can see. Well, thank you, Mr. Galibinski. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Mr. Galibinski. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Galibinski. Absconded for 15 days from transitional living communities and subsequently ended up homeless, and where he was eventually arrested by the Tucson Police Department on his absconder status. I am impressed that he has been able to stay clean for a good amount of time and that he was working, but it's very hard to look past when an individual absconds, especially because regardless of what he tells us, we have no way of proving whether or not he was staying out of trouble out in the street, therefore we could not monitor a safe transition back to the community. So I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W2049. Our discussion with Mr. Galibinski, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Galibinski was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed, was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he absconded for 15 days and we could not monitor his activity outside of the correction system, and that is my motion.
Second. Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Galibinski, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about November 10, 2018. The good news is that's less than 3 months away. So we highly encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks, and I say weeks, not years, but weeks, to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. And hopefully, I'd like to believe that you will continue to pursue your sobriety. I'm glad that you are working on the outside. Do you think that work will be waiting for you?
Yeah, sure.
That's great. That's a good sign. So. Yes. We do wish you the best when you return to the community in just a few weeks. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for being so candid and pleasant with the board, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care, sir.